with mail-in ballots. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody wants state and federal investigations into former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg paying ex-cons court fines and fees so they can vote.
Under Florida law, you cannot directly or indirectly give anything of value to persuade or entice a vote.
She was on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east at 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 60. Tomorrow, I think Beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway in West Alabama after a newborn baby was found in a garbage bag at a Demopolis hospital. Demopolis Police Chief Rex Flowers says this happened at Brian Whitfield Regional Hospital this past Friday. He says the baby appeared to be okay when it was found. Montgomery police have arrested three suspects in connection to an armed robbery at Auburn University at Montgomery. Two of the suspects are also now charged in an armed robbery at Halcyon Park Apartments. And Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 132,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports close to 9,400 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing? You're actually listening to Diamond Girl by Seals and Crofts.
Yeah, that's a Jack Campbell request there. You like that song?
I do.
Yeah, you've sent me a whole list of songs. I haven't gotten all of them in the system yet, but I'm liking the contribution.
More. I'm working on more.
Yeah, and I'm going to be sure to get some Young Frankenstein drops. You know, I played a cover of Walk This Way by Aerosmith earlier today, and that was actually a group, they're a YouTube group called Scary Pockets, and the singer in that is Judith Hill. Judith Hill's album came out a few years ago. It's just fantastic, great soul singer. And I was hearing that Walk This Way cover, and you know where that came from, right? Walk This Way.
What way? This way?
Yeah.
Why? I thought you wanted me to.
Yeah, Aerosmith had the riff. Like, I think Joe Perry had the riff and the music ready to go for that track. And, you know, those are the days where the record company would literally give you cocaine, like you're Mitch McConnell or something. And they would just give you cocaine to get the album done. So they're having some troubled late night. They've got the music. Steven Tyler can't come up with any lyrics for the song. So they go to the movie theater. Late night showing of Young Frankenstein that was just in theaters. And when he heard the Walk This Way line, he's like, oh, there it is.
And it, really?
Yep. That's exactly what inspired, you know, that line.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the songs, classic Steven Tyler, it's kind of like, what the hell is that dude talking about? but 272.
When I hear that song, I have often thought about Igor.
Yeah.
With that little short stick. I had no idea there was a correlation.
Yeah, it's exactly that scene. It's like, you know, I could take care of that for you if you like. What? Your hump?
What hump?
And I love how it switches sides.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was ad lib by Marty Feldman. Right. He didn't tell anybody that. He would just do it.
You know, I hope comedy does make a comeback in movie theaters, or hope the movie business in general can have a rebirth, if you will. I think Hollywood's kind of, they're running out of steam. And so I'd love to see, because there's a lot of talent out there, I'd love to see especially good comedies make a comeback in theaters when we can really return to theaters in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, speaking of the pandemic, and we're, I think, near the end of this thing.
Yeah.
There's more from this interview with Dr. Scott Atlas. Now, this particular clip is long, but he's asked about how do you measure success in a pandemic like this? Is it total amounts of death? Is it just COVID deaths? And so this is it's a wordy explanation, but I think Dr. Scott Atlas does a pretty good job here of laying out how he views, you know, measuring success, how you look at deaths. Let's listen in. This is Dr. Scott Atlas about a couple days ago.
Yourself, Kayleigh McEnany, the president, talk about how important excess mortality is, the excess mortality rate, when you're sort of analyzing what our response has been. I don't disagree with that, but why wouldn't total deaths also be at the forefront of that analysis?
Okay, so by the way, I'll just introduce the topic by saying that epidemiologists, and I actually communicate with some of the world's best epidemiologists, But epidemiologists, in my assessment or opinion, use and understand excess mortality and excess mortality rates if you're going to compare countries. Because it's not a topic that is calculated on these sort of low-level websites that people seem to flock to. Because they like to, it's easier to say deaths and deaths per capita or deaths per million. But when you take a country that has a, you have to include everything that's happening with the deaths from the pandemic. And one of the problems between, if you're going to compare countries, is there's a lot of differences in how a death is categorized. We know even in our own country, some people are categorized as COVID-19 deaths, but they were never tested. Some people are tested as COVID-19, they're tested positive, but they may have died from something else. There are problems with undercounting COVID-19 deaths. There are problems with overcounting COVID-19 deaths. There are differences between countries. Some countries have different tests. Some countries test with less sensitive techniques. Some countries don't test many people. Some countries have people die and they don't know what the cause is and they don't include them. So to get rid of all those inconsistencies, all those uncertainties, there's something called excess deaths, excess mortality rate specifically. Excess mortality rate considers during your pandemic period, and of course the pandemic period of one country may be slightly shifted from the pandemic period of the other. In a pandemic period for the United States, for instance, or for any country, you take the number of deaths beyond or over what would have occurred without the pandemic. Okay, this is not some kind of a strange statistic. It is a standard epidemiological statistic. And yes, I'm not an epidemiologist for all those who are asking, but I know how to read. And, you know, epidemiology statistic of excess mortality rate is a very simple statistic. It's not some kind of fantastically complicated math thing. You take the number of deaths that occurred beyond what was expected without the pandemic, and every country has its own level of healthcare, level of health, level of a medical system for deaths. So we use our baseline of deaths, meaning deaths without the pandemic, the deaths over that. So you subtract that, you take a percent extra deaths, excess deaths, so that it accounts for all the deaths. And that includes, right, by the way, the deaths that you happen to cause by stopping medical care, because that counts. What you did during the pandemic counts.
So to put it simply, excess deaths is you take a baseline from last year, say from April to September last year, you compare it to the amount of deaths that's happened April to September of this year. And your excess death, that's a better statistic comparing countries. And it also accounts for things like when you shut down hospitals for checkups on cancer, heart disease, these other things. You know, a lot of people die from, you know, not getting checked up. A lot of people die from so-called deaths of despair. For instance, opioid use is way back up. Overdoses are way back up. Methamphetamine use, way back up. Alcohol issues and abuse, way back up. Not to mention more suicides, cases of domestic abuse and violence. When you shut down a society, you create a lot of problems. And that's why I think it's so crude when folks said, oh, you're putting the bottom line and the economy above lives. It's like, no, you dopes. The economy is what sustains households and people. And when you shut that down, you can't just paper over it by sending a government check. Number one, because the government's incredibly inefficient. Number two, that it's more than just the money in your pocket. When you don't have purpose in life, when you don't have somewhere you're going, it's really over the top here. So, I mean, does that stat make sense to you, Jack?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and this is why I like this guy being the advisor here to the president now. Much better than Fauci, who apparently got into it with Rand Paul. Where Fauci still is defending New York, and New York City in particular, as being this great, great model of how to respond when they have the highest death rate in the world. By far.
Yeah.
But here's Scott Atlas, about 50 seconds here. He's going to lay out what exactly is the excess mortality, the excess deaths for the United States. Listen in.
So the excess mortality rate for the U.S. happens to be a certain number. And as of the latest available data, it's roughly 20%. It's 19.9% from my calculation. And when you look at Europe as a group, and the data is available for a set of 24 countries, and you take their standard expected deaths during their pandemic period, and you look at the period of deaths that were beyond that during the pandemic, and you calculate their excess mortality rate, the same thing, their percent, is 28%, as of the latest available data that I looked at, their percent is 28% worse than the United States. Therefore, in a rational, factual comparison of, if you want to use deaths to compare how countries did, the U.S. did better than Europe.
Well, there you go. And Jack, I just booked somebody, and we'll send the invite and make sure it's confirmed. But I'm getting a new book in. It'll be at my house on Tuesday. It's called Liberty and Lockdown by a good friend of mine named Jeffrey Tucker. And what he did is he essentially journaled and published publicly at the American Institute for Economic Research weekly sort of missives and updates on what he was thinking about as the pandemic was unfolding. You know, we did shows every day. You know, we were covering it, but there's something about when you write down and you diary, you journal, and this is what Jeffrey did in a public way. It's that book, Liberty and Lockdown, is a collection of essays of, you know, the several months of this pandemic, as well as some sort of general themes as he's looked back over what he wrote, what he thought. And he, along with a lot of folks at his organization, were early on lockdown skeptics. They thought this is not, you know, learning from history. This is, in a way, acting in sort of a medieval manner, where you're running away from the virus. It kind of flaunted, you know, it was flying in the face of good knowledge from other epidemiologists. He's often looked at the case of Sweden. So I've booked him for next, not this upcoming, but the following Friday, October the 2nd. He'll be on the show, talk about that book. It'll give me a chance to read it, and I'll be sure to post where y'all can buy the book. It should be a good thing, because I know there are a lot of folks out there who want sort of the intellectual ammunition to be able to have a good conversation, a good argument about how bad this lockdown policy really was. And I think if you even look at the president right now, he still stands by, if I hadn't have done that, we would have had millions dead. But you can also tell he does not ever want to go back into lockdown again. And really, for all the demonization in the press, what are the states that have done pretty well? Mostly Republican states who had some lockdown. They had some controls. But it's Texas. It's Florida.
Yeah.
Remember how Georgia, remember that New York Times op-ed? Georgia's experiment in human sacrifice?
Right. How many did they sacrifice, Joey? Nair.
Oh, no. Nair.
So, it, you know, while we're saying that New York had the best response of all.
Which
thanks,
is ridiculous.
Dr. Fauci.
AOC just said the other day it's time to raise some taxes in New York because taxes are down. Why are taxes down? Because all the businesses are closed.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? Raise taxes.
These people are insane. Just absolutely insane. So I'm glad we're getting near the end of this. I'm hoping, I don't think it's going to happen, but hoping there's not some massive second wave.
I hope not.
Yeah. And, well, what I'm worried about is a lot of folks are going to get, say, your run-of-the-mill cold.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get all sorts of stuff that happens in the fall.
That's right.
And they're going to be worried to death, hopefully not literally death, that they have COVID-19. So we'll look into this and keep following it. But there, I'll put it this way. When you have the political press and the political powers that be, including, yes, Dr. Redfield and others at the CDC, when it is the political authorities and the political press leading the narrative, so to speak, no wonder we're getting crap information. Biden defends having fewer and more socially distant events, no need for crowds of people cheek to jowl. Wait, he really said no need for cheek? You ever heard that phrase, Jack? Cheek to jowl?
No.
What the hell does that mean, Joe?
He can't get four people at a rally, so what are you worried about? Cheek to jowl. He's defending himself.
I'm Joe Biden. We're going to paint the town red, see? Now, I'll talk how I want to, see? Cheek to jowl.
How about Kamala? She's healthy. I haven't seen her anywhere. Both of them hiding out together? What's going on?
Oh, she went back to D.C. yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she's going to be leading the charge in the Judiciary Committee against Trump's nominee.
So she'll be avoiding the press?
Oh, no, she'll be right in front of the cameras, Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, and Trump already anticipated this and said, good, everybody will see how incompetent
she
is.
Yeah, I was to say, she's going to regret that.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. But there's going to be a lot of grandstanding at this hearing. You know, and, you know, my favorite troll, Michael Malice, he said, you know, Republicans need to uphold standards and traditions. Stop rushing through the great process of looking through people's yearbook quotes and accusations of gang rape with no corroboration. We have to do that slowly. Ah, man. 272-9228, 272 9228. I was going to hit a break, but we got a great caller here. Let's go to Eric the Dog. Eric, welcome.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, I have a reason why he said, I think you said cheek to jowl.
Mm-hmm.
Jowl. Well, that's because you can't say nose to neck. That's verboten. Oh, Sniffy Joe.
It took a little while for that one to land for me.
Right, well, my bad. It makes sense why, you know, if you're gonna go out of context, you might as well go all the way. I was trying to be a little Joe-ish with it, and it worked. See,
cheek
it's not
to
hard
jowl.
To replicate.
Cheek to jowl.
Cheek to nose to nape of neck. How about that? Nope. Too close. Socially distanced.
Man, this guy, I don't know, the energy in the room. And, you know, you can talk to a lot of Democrats, too, who will vote for Biden over Trump, but you can tell they're not happy about it.
Oh, absolutely not. There's a snippet I heard on the radio this morning where Joe was talking about something that Trump had said. He said, I don't even know what to say. Or what? He said, what country are we in? And I was like, was that taken out of context, or was he really asking?
Who knows? I mean, there are a few clips people are playing where he says, I'm Joe Biden and I'm running for Senate. That is taken out of context.
Cheek by jowl means side by side. I've never heard it used before.
Well, I have to go, you know, dust off my copy of H.O. Mencken's The American Language and look up sayings from the 1920s. Like, what the hell does that mean? It's just bum-fuzzling.
He can't get them in there. He can't get them arm-to-arm, much less cheek-to-jowl. Yeah. His rallies of six people.
Yeah, and with his mask on, they're all cattywampus. No wonder nobody wants to show up.
Those people look so unhappy. I mean, they're just so... I was in the store the other day, and somebody was going down. Nobody pays attention to those things on the aisle. It says, shop this way, don't enter this way.
Everybody's over there.
Well, somebody walked down the wrong way, and this lady, I mean, just, like, all indignant, was like, they're going the wrong way. I said, well, welcome to America, ma'am.
Eric the Dog, your handle makes me think of, you know, whenever you see Biden kind of come out from a side stage and walk in front of the podium, Jack, you ever take Bugsy to the dog park?
No, not to the particular. No, I haven't.
But, I mean, if anybody's taken a dog to the dog park, you know, you hit the threshold.
Yeah.
And then you open up the door, and then that's what I think of Biden. He's like, oh, time to play. Cheek to jowl.
Cheek by gal. Did he say cheek to gal?
Cheek to jowl.
Who knows? It's just.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I don't usually watch debates and stuff like that.
It's not CTV this time.
Trump against Biden.
Well, Eric, I appreciate the call, man.
Take care.
All right, brother. Later.
272-9228. We got to hit a break here. Flower Child, hold on. We'll come right back to you. This is not a long break at all. This hour of news and views brought to you by Cole Plumbing. Y'all need to check out Cole Plumbing today because, well, they have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them to come in and fix those plumbing problems you have, big or small, with minimal discomfort to you and your home. And, in fact, if it's a small problem, don't wait. Small problems have a way of turning into big problems, especially when water is involved. Water always finds a way. So why not call the pros, a great family-owned business, the whole Cole family. James Cole, we're in constant communique with him. Founded in 1977, they take great pride in 100% satisfaction guarantees. And even if you don't have a problem, they could maybe install a tankless water heater system in there for you, especially if you like those long hot showers or competing with other family members in the morning for that hot water. So y'all save this number in your phone, 279-8919, 279-8919. There's a reason Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. Remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Again, 279-8919. More news and views from 9 till noon. When we come back, we'll be talking with Flower Child.
The premier place.
place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
How you doing?
Eddie in the studio, man of the phones.
Yes.
Let's go right to the phones again, 272-9228, and talk to Flower Child.
Good afternoon, guys. Good
afternoon.
Do y'all know if Prattville has recycling?
Not off the top of my head.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't live there.
Well, I hope some of the listeners will call in. They've decided to stop doing recycling in the Wetumpka area.
Yeah, I think Prattville does still do it.
And I would like to, if other people have any inside information, I'd like to know if they knew this before the elections were held, before they discontinued it for Wetumpka.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big recycler. I'm really upset that they're... not going to do this anymore, but that's just me. And RBG, her passing is just going to make COVID-19 disappear, like never was there, don't you think?
She's going to take it with her?
I think she's going to take the press.
For a few days, but no, it's going to come back. I mean, it's going to come back in discussion.
Uh-huh. You think so? I don't know. Yeah. I think as soon as they start having the Senate hearings and everything, I think all eyes are going to be on probably Amy Coney Barrett candidate, I think. And I'd also like everybody to get off their billfold or wallet and donate to Trump so that we can get this down ballot Republicans elected, because the House and the Senate is also important.
Absolutely. Though, as Trump said in the rally the other day, it's good. As my father told me, it's good to win with less money. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Uh-huh. So that's all I got to say. And Joey, I know I send you so much stuff. Just delete it if you don't want to look at it.
Oh, you do. No, but I appreciate it. I really do. Always good to have an extra pair of eyes out there.
Yeah. Bye. Y'all
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
Bye, girl.
272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that interview, that Liberty and Lockdown interview. Looking forward to that that book. It's always good to sort of look back on how all of this went down. And when you had somebody writing something weekly, if not twice a week, about the pandemic, it gives a nice perspective on how the press was talking about certain things. Oh, man, look at this. Another genius move by California. California to ban gas-powered vehicle sales by 2035.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean...
Okay.
Yeah. That'll work. That'll work. In the next 15 years, that's the goal. No gas-powered vehicles. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom announced this Wednesday, citing the need for, quote-unquote, bold action to confront climate change.
So it's his job.
It's an action. I don't think it's that bold. In terms of actually affecting climate change and emissions. Yeah.
Ludicrous. So let's say I drive to California after this is done. Do I got to stop at the border and pick up an electric car?
No, you just can't buy a gas-powered car.
So I can go to Arizona and buy one and drive back.
I wonder how many dealerships are going to be there right in Arizona, Nevada,
like fireworks,
right on the border.
It's like fireworks stands around Montgomery.
Another genius idea. They're claiming that ending the market for gas-powered passenger vehicles in California will drop greenhouse gas emissions by 35% in the Golden State. This is according to the government's own press release. The rule, if implemented, would make California the first such state to seek a permanent phase-out of fuel-powered vehicles. The order directs the California Air Resources Board, to develop regulations to meet the 2035 deadline, according to the government's press release. Newsom also ordered the agency to require all medium and heavy-duty trucks to be gas-free by 2045. Well, so...
And that bullet train worked out really well, didn't it?
So when people head to the border to buy gas-powered vehicles, isn't California going to lose out on some sales taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Gas tax?
Oh, yeah.
And...
His decision comes amid high gas prices, wildfires, and rolling blackouts, the last of which is partially the result of the state's transition away from fossil fuels, according to the governor. Well, at least he admits it. Eliminating fossil fuel products and shifting to green energy has led to, quote-unquote, gaps in the energy grid's reliability, Newsom said during a press conference in August. Transition away from fossil fuels is a, quote, moral and ethical imperative as it relates to the kind of world we're going to leave, the kind of state and nation we're going to leave for our kids and grandkids.
They need to hurry up and fall off in the ocean.
Well, instead of banning things, why don't you, create something? Oh, wait, you're a governor.
Right.
You don't create squat.
Nope.
You just know how to ban things and take and give to others from what you've taken.
Mm-hmm.
Gang of thieves writ large in my mind. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Keith. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Keith?
I'm pretty well. Just got a question here. I don't call in much, but about the mail-in ballot.
Yeah.
Have the Republicans taken any steps, or shouldn't they take some steps to counteract this thing by doing their own large mail-in ballot process?
That's one strategy. I know another. Like, for instance, in Pennsylvania, a judge there in the Pennsylvania High Court said they could count ballots 3 days after, I believe, the Republicans in the legislature in Pennsylvania are challenging that. And the same is true for, say, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina. Republicans are trying to take it into federal courts and get that, restricted to a degree so there isn't too much ballyhoo. But you're right. If the rules are going to be the rules, even if they're crazy rules, then the Republicans need to play the game just as well.
Exactly. That's my whole point. I mean, I've heard everybody say all the time how you sit here and you try to play by the rule. Well, the Democrats don't ever, and would never hesitate on anything they could do to get a hold of this presidency and the Congress and Senate, they just wouldn't do it.
Right.
They're going to take every step they can to get it. And we kept sitting back playing, low-pitch ball, we're going to be in trouble. That's all there is to it.
Amen. Appreciate it, Keith.
Okay, guys. I appreciate your show, man. I enjoy it.
Appreciate you. 272-9228. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing fine. I had a answer for Flower Child about the recycling.
Yes, sir.
The reason they are not doing the recycling in the normal location is because the prisoners usually sort that out and box it up and whatnot.
Yeah.
And since they can't come out, there's nobody to do it.
So the prisoners can't come out and play.
Right. So they've moved all the recycling and whatnot on up to Red Eagle Road, I believe.
Okay.
Off of 231.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the answer.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate that, Jeff.
I got another
You're
text.
Welcome.
I got another text about that. In Millbrook, they have drop-off recycling available.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Twice a day, Millbrook, baby.
Twice a day? What does that mean, Eddie?
It's a whole thing, Joey.
You like drink milk twice a day?
At least.
Donuts twice a day?
Yeah.
A little afternoon delight? By that, I mean a 12-pack of donuts?
You bet. A little six-pack of those little powdered donuts get me through the day, baby.
Oh, it's I have bad habits like that, too.
There used to be, I don't know if it's still there, but Columbus used to have a Dolly Madison factory. Dude, I'd drive by there.
It's like Shangri-La.
Are y'all hiring? Y'all need a taste tester?
No, I want to take you out drinking, get you blacked out, and then drag you over to like a powdered donut plant. Oh. And have you wake up in powdered sugar and be like, where am I? Is this heaven?
I'm in heaven.
Oh, that'll be fun. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by, well, the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson, your
absolutely,
boss.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely great company at the Goodson Group.
They really do good work. Folks, whether you're looking to buy a place, buy a home, sell your home, or you're looking to have that investment, that rental property managed for you so you don't have to do all the tedious work of, for instance, finding tenants.
Yep.
Or
we can vet your tenants for us or for you, man. We can take care of all your rental needs that you might have. You know, you can be just as simple, and a lot of landlords do this, where they just want to get their check.
Hmm.
They want to buy the property, let somebody else manage it. I cannot stress how much easier that is.
Yes.
You don't have to hear a lot of the day-to-day and things like that. You just get your check in the mail. Much easier. I do my own management, and guess who's selling all their rental properties?
Eddie is. Well, you should use your own company because, you know, for a reasonable fee, the Goodson Group does it for you, and you still get a check in the mail.
That's exactly right. And Bo's just a great guy, and our real estate classes, I think, are getting ready to start again. We got a school that's finishing up in a couple weeks, so stay tuned for that. We'll have more openings for the real estate class. And right now, if you're thinking about getting real estate, it is a hot market.
So y'all check out the Goodson Group today, whether to buy, sell, have that rental property manager, or again, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. That's where Bo's 40 years of experience really comes into play. Visit them online at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or call them at 551-0225, 551-0225. That's the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack. How you doing?
How you doing?
Eddie in the house, we'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola. The Vertigo go hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces, great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And of course this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east at 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 60. Tomorrow, I think Beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small, and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. I'm Joey. He's Jack. What's your nomin on, Jack?
Eddie gawking? What's Eddie gawking at?
You can see Eddie.
Hey, change that camera. His head around there.
What you gawking at, Eddie? Jack and me.
Pictures of food.
Really? That's why you're not paying attention to the show.
It's almost lunchtime. It's quarter till. You know, I got some stuff to do. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to eat on the way.
You know, Eddie, you really are a man of the people.
Wherever Eddie goes, he's going to be cheek by gal.
Jowls. Barbecue.
Jowls.
Just to reiterate, what the Senate committee came out with yesterday about Hunter Biden, it's like, oh, my Lord. We already knew pretty well, if you've been following the news over the last year or two, about, you know, Biden's son, Hunter Biden, being on the board of Burisma, the natural gas company, energy company galore over there in Ukraine. And a lot of shady business going on. I mean, for instance, in Ukraine, folks, you think prosecutors have power here in this country? That is the problem with a lot of Eastern European countries. Their prosecutors have
like just super legal powers, and often it ends up being prosecuting political opponents, kind of like we're doing now in this country. Oh, happy day. But this Senate committee released a further report, and it's done by the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, as well as the Senate Committee on Finance. It alleges that Hunter Biden made a series of questionable financial transactions, opening him and his family to extortion and counterintelligence concerns. The committee's report confirms in a footnote that Biden, quote, sent thousands of dollars to individuals involved with possible human trafficking associated with the, quote unquote, adult entertainment industry or associated with prostitution. From the report, the records note that it is a documented fact that Hunter Biden has sent funds to non-resident alien women in the United States who are citizens of Russia and Ukraine and who have subsequently wired funds they have received from Hunter Biden to individuals located in Russia and Ukraine. The records also note that some of these transactions are linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Oh, good God. It only gets worse for Hunter. I mean, that one interview, you remember that interview he did, Jack?
Yeah.
He did not look good in that interview.
No.
And I'm not just picking on the guy. It's like, no. You should not be on national television.
He should be under a rock.
And, you know, I can relate to people's troubles, but when your father's running for president and you have those sorts of troubles, man, get out of the limelight.
Chris Farley looked like a champ when... was it Black Sheep?
Yeah, that's one. It's a heck of a movie.
I heard I better not repeat this because it's pretty
juicy. Juicy Smollett?
Well, what some conspiracy theorists said outright to me that Jeffrey Epstein and John Roberts had a relationship.
The Chief Justice?
Yes.
His name's on a lot of the flight logs.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh. That Epstein story. I mean, you see little drips and drabs coming out from some of the depositions. So far, no smoking guns, but there are a lot of dots that are way too easy to connect. And a lot of big wigs, a lot of big names associated with that guy. We're just now starting to, I think, peel back the onion there. That's... Yep. But don't be surprised if Ghislaine Maxwell, ends up dead or something. You know, she's just depressed.
Not yet.
The pandemic and everything.
They got some more info to get out of her.
Right. 272-9228. Oh, brother. Let's go to Mike D.
Hey, brother. What's up, guys?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. You guys doing all right?
Well. And, you know, Mike, folks who don't know, he actually signed up at Express Fitness 24/7.
All right.
Yeah, you know, your first day back, right. I was right there by your side. And you've been able to find some time for the gym again?
Oh, yeah. I've been going just about every day. I get about an hour and a half in when I get off work, which is around 11, 12 o'clock. But in fact, I'm headed there now.
Very good.
But hey, just a couple of things I wanted to add today. First of all, I just wanted to call and say hello, everybody.
Hello.
And then the weave thing from last week kills me. That is so funny because I see it, you know, being in town delivering boxes. I see it all the time. Sometimes you think there's like a dead squirrel or a raccoon or something, and you pull up to it, and it's just a wet weave laying out there.
Anyway, you're a delivery driver, for folks who don't know, and it's just amazing to me. It's like... How many times am I going to see a weave in the middle of the damn road?
I actually had somebody tag me in a post last night that was from City Watch Montgomery, and they were talking about Jack's Campbell's. There was a fight on the boulevard at a traffic light, and they said, look, Eddie, Jack was right. Two women get in the car, you see them fighting, and you see some hair fly out.
So that explains it.
That explains that one, yeah.
Man, everybody must listen if they're talking about it on City Watch.
No, man.
Why isn't Mayor Reed addressing the weave situation?
He could use some of it.
It just baffles me. I don't want people to be losing their hair.
Well, this is a stressful time.
Oh, man. And then just one other thing, the Fox News thing that you guys have that comes on during the break. They were talking about transition of power and how they're so worried that Trump's not going to give it up.
I know.
And everything. And they gave a quote from Joe Biden, and he said, "What country am I in? Is this America?" And they just did it wrong. He was actually saying it. He said that, but he was saying it like, what country am I in? Because he was really confused. He has no idea where he is.
Who was the guy that ran with Perot? Stockdale?
Oh, God.
Yeah. When they went on Saturday Night Live, they would take him out.
What am I doing here?
Yeah. This weekend in Bernie.
Yeah, it reminds me of Phil Hartman on SNL back there. Who am I? Where am I?
Yeah. They would take him, Perot would take him in the car out into the woods and let him go.
instead of that C-SPAN debate, let's put Trump and Biden. It's like a, you know, Survivor or Alone or whatever.
Put them in
these shows.
Escape room.
Yeah, and see who can get back to base camp first. I think that'd be entertaining.
Full UFC, man. You know, Biden's always talking about how he's going to take him behind the woodshed. I want to see him put the gloves on and duke it out, man. That'd be awesome. Two old men just beating the stew out of each other.
Oh, yeah, that'd be quite entertaining.
The money's still on Trump on that one, though.
That would be very entertaining.
Oh, that would be as gold as cripple fight, man. Yeah. You guys have a great day, man. Keep up the good work.
You too,
Mike.
Good to hear from you, Mike. 272-9228. Is this another Jeff?
Another Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for being here today. One thing that is not discussed enough, in my opinion, is nobody explores, discusses, or investigates how much Joe Biden was given as far as percentage of kickback from his son, Hunter. Because, you know, Hunter would never have made any of that corrupt money without Joe Biden's position. So I know that Joe Biden was getting some of that percentage of profit. And that is a pure quid pro quo.
I believe I saw yesterday as these reports came out, Jeff, Rand Paul was suggesting it's illegal to use Air Force Two in that way, and he's referring it to the DOJ. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll see. But I won't hold my breath. But I think you're right. This didn't just happen out of the goodness of Joe's heart for Hunter.
Correct.
No. He took a percentage. He took a cut. It would be interesting to see where it goes. Well, thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. No such thing as a free lunch, baby.
That's true. 272-9228. Last break of the program, Jack.
Imagine that.
You know, again, I'm sure the big boss would be happy if you wanted to, you know, create some endowment.
Right, the Jack Campbell Endowment.
Right, and all we have are occasional live spots for very special sponsors, and then we'll have no ads because Jack doesn't like ads.
That's not the point at all, and you know that. That's very wrong of you to say that.
Yeah, I'm being obtuse, I know, but, you know, it's fun.
Don't be obtuse. I got Shawshank Man put in solitary confinement.
I kind of like being Steve McQueen in The Great Escape. To the cooler.
Let's take our break so we'll have some time when we come back.
Yes, sir. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Derek
policy and clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Troop Booth is looking to buy from you, Jack Campbell, from you out there listening. He's looking to buy from you, Eddie Bader, any antique jewelry pieces you might have. Now, finished pieces of gold and diamonds, especially in good condition, you can get top dollar for. But even so-called scrap jewelry, stuff that you might think is a bunch of junk, you can still get a pretty penny for that. So call Troop Booth today, 260-0066. 260-0066. Set up an appointment. Bring in your jewelry inventory. He'll give you an appraisal. And if you agree to the value he offers then and there, you get paid right then and there. You can also set up an appointment to buy from Heirloom Jewelers. Incredible selection there. Troop Booth's expertise allows him to offer you great money for what you're selling and great prices on what you're buying. You can also go to heirloomjewelersal.com to see what they currently have in stock. Again, that's Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0066. So, any parting thoughts today, Jack? Campbell?
Yes, I wanted to pass along to our audience that the Trump Tuberville headquarters in Montgomery is at 515 South Court Street, and it's open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 11 to 5. That's Trump Tuberville headquarters, 515 South Court Street, 11 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And Red Top's, you know, he's now working for them, and he's volunteering. And he brought by a Tuberville sign, a Trump Pence sign, and some sample ballots.
Yep.
And I perused over the amendments for a second. I'm going to have to take a little more time to study those bad boys.
Maybe it was good.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I really appreciate it, Red Top.
Losing.
Thank you for that.
One of them Tuberville signs probably won't see the end of the day here at the studio.
Right. But sometimes I've criticized Red Top lately because it's like, we should say thank you. Thank you for the signs. Thank you for this. And somehow his curmudgeon side comes out. And he makes what should be a great moment. Like, rah!
Shut up, Joey. Take these signs.
It's like Danny DeVito and Batman. Well, that's my closing thought.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Deep, profound. Eddie,
bitter.
You ready to go eat?
Yeah, I'm going to hit a barbecue place on the way back.
Okay,
Titus.
Cool.
Them jowls got me thinking. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you go into a restaurant, Joey, and when they ask your name because you have a, like, five-minute wait, you tell them bitter so they can announce later, bitter, party of one?
Actually, often, Jack.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's why we're so, you know, happy together.
Simpatico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll talk to you later today or in the morning. We'll do a show again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I always remember, Cierra la boca.
Okay, I'll tell you.
What?